everybody. As promised, our special guest this morning is one of the original kings of comedy, my brother D.L. Hughley. And And we're talking about an announcement because this is going to be great. D.L. has a brand new talk show. We're going to find out when it's going to start. But it's a talk show and it's on TV One. And we're going to find out more about it. Ladies and gentlemen, D.L. Hughley. D.L., the name of the show is the D.L. Hughley Show.
Yeah, they ain't gonna fire me, damn it. If I go, everybody goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy.
You know, it's funny how when you name your show after yourself, they can't get rid of you that easy. So I said no. But it's gonna be on TV One. I think it's at 10. It's 11 Eastern, 10 Central, and it'll be four nights a week. And it's just, I think one of the first guests we have is gonna be one of the people that bailed R. Kelly out, which I think is interesting. We're going to try to talk to people. You know, we'll talk to people that people are talking about. It'll be comedy. It'll be news. It'll be, you know, basically a send-off of my radio show. But I'm very excited because it's a chance to do what I do every day. We both do every day, but now people got to we get to put a face to the picture. So we're excited. So to start March 18th and we'll be on TV. I'm ready to go.
Wow. You know what, man? That's really good. You're going to talk to people that people are talking about. So your first guest is going to be the lady that bailed out R. Kelly?
100,000.
Yeah.
Miss
Lee? Yeah.
100,000.
Wow. Mm.
Yes.
How'd you get that?
Why would come on
TV?
The first guest.
I want to talk, you know, because to me, you know, celebrities tend to talk about what it's like to be a celebrity and their projects. But you know, I'd like to talk to the people that I find interesting. And I think, like, I've watched three documentaries that were all about pedophiles. Leaving Neverland, Surviving R. Kelly, and then Abducted at Plain Sight. And so I'm so old school, I still think women are sexy. I didn't even know that wasn't a thing.
You know what?
Come on, boy. Come on here, boy.
I'm not.
Come on, man. We had all this.
I like women with kids because I'm into recycling. So it's
Jesus.
Kids aren't even entertaining to listen to. So I don't even understand. Like,
hey, DL. But
God wanted us to be around kids, he wouldn't have made doors and VCRs. So I don't think I've...
Ignorant.
Go with a lock on it. That's what
he
I'm talking about.
He would not have made them.
I think he would have made doors and VCRs and go to bed. He wouldn't have made that phrase. He wouldn't have done that. So.
And Peppa Pig.
You don't take your ass to bed.
Man.
We just live in a time now where everything is controversial. Everything's, like, I think that you can't have an opinion that's divergent from the group, or otherwise people will, you know, like, I don't understand how I can believe something different than you, and we can all want the same thing, but that don't mean we have to take the same route or have the same perspective or the same belief system. And I think one of the things the show is going to do, I'm not necessarily afraid of having an opinion that's divergent from the group. I think we're taught to think and act like everybody else because we want to avoid, you know, people, you know, having something negative to say about us. But I think that's the only way you can. And I learned a lot of that from you and Bernie and when we were on tour, and just cats who was not afraid to speak their mind and just kind of said what they had to say and took their looks like everything else. So that's one of the things I've learned, and I'm proud to be able to attribute to hanging out with cats like you and being able to do the show. That's kind of a direct testament to that.
So when does the show start, everybody?
So it starts this Monday, March 18th, on TV One. It'll be at 11, 10 Central. And we're excited. Jasmine Sanders, my co-host.
Yes, Jasmine.
Yeah. So wow. She'll be on. We'll have a lot of funny people, and we're going to chop it up, man. And I'm really excited because it's the first time I've ever been in a situation where I think that this is going to be a show that, for better or for worse, demonstrates exactly who I am.
Wow. Congratulations,
and I think that's
DL.
Right on. Congratulations,
thanks.
Man.
Very
this
happy
Monday,
for you, boy.
Very happy
March
for you,
18th,
man.
This Monday, everybody, on TV One, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central. One of the original kings, D.L. Hughley.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all be careful over there. Love you, man. Thank you
Love
for
you,
that
boy.
All right, up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Give me all the
chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists.